Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That is Ohio State quarterback Will Howard, audio courtesy of Big Ten Network, who has never beaten Texas in his career. Of course, this is his first and only year with Ohio State. Before this, he was at Kansas State, part of what once upon a time was the Big 12. I guess it's still called the Big 12. Don't know how many teams are there. I know the good ones left for the SEC. But he never beat Texas when those two were conference rivals in a previous career, previous lifetime, I guess, for Will Howard. But Ohio State will be taking on Texas in the national semifinal game in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas on January 10th. And this is coming off of what was the most impressive performance any team has put forth this college football season. But the bigger question I have is, for how many of you is this enough for Ryan Day and Ohio State losing to Michigan? Does this erase it, or does more need to be done, Daryl?
Well, for me, he's got to win the whole thing. For me to have at least 320-some days of Michigan amnesia, I will be reminded of the lack of success against Michigan when the two teams meet next year in Ann Arbor. But winning a national championship certainly eases that pain. And the landscape in college football is changing. It's something that over the years I've kind of come to terms with. I am a little bit of an old school traditionalist, but I also recognize, the world changes. And
it's changed very drastically in that sport.
Yeah, and if you're not willing to change with it, you're going to be left behind. And that's in life, that's in whatever profession you're in, that's just in general. So, I've come to accept the new super conferences, if you will, because I really think that at some point college football is going to turn into the AFC versus NFC. It's going to be the Big Ten or whatever they're going to. I still can't believe it's called the Big Ten. There's what?
Silly.
How many teams
18.
Are in it? 18 teams now? And then the SEC. Those are the two conferences, right?
Yes.
And, college football basically is minor league football to me. The kids are getting paid. They should get paid. Considering the revenue that's being generated by them for these universities. So it's still changing. It's still evolving. But the days of, and this is, again, I'm old school. Ohio State, Michigan will always matter to me as a Buckeye fan. But I also recognize, too, that the days of that game deciding a season are over.
I think what yesterday did, aside from all the stuff that actually happened on the field and, proved Ohio State is the national championship favorite, all that, besides that stuff, what yesterday did for me was it changed how much that Michigan game matters. I'm not going to sit here and say it's meaningless, because it's not. It's not a meaningless game. It's not just another game, and it will never be just another game. That game is always going to matter more to both sides. Both Ohio State and Michigan fans are always going to care about that game more than they care about any other regular season game.
You know what?
But
it
matters less than it ever has.
I think the reaction following that loss, too, is a result of folks not thinking the way that I think, in that not realizing, okay, it stinks. You lost to your rival again. Ryan Day can't beat them, but it didn't torpedo the season. And I think that people got caught up in just the old school meaning of that game, mm-hmm. right? Instead of realizing there is still a bigger picture here. They can still win the national. And I'm not saying everyone, because it was out there. It was like, hey, the Buckeyes can still win the national championship.
Right. But is that good for the rivalry? Because I don't think it is. I think the worst thing for the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry would be Ohio State winning the national championship in a year where they lost to Michigan. It almost happened once before.
Yeah.
And it very easily, I don't want, maybe not very easily, but very well could happen this year.
But how about this? Michigan won the national championship last year.
But they beat Ohio State.
I get it. But how cool would it be that the Buckeyes win the national championship this year?
I think that if Ohio State's going to win the national championship, I think that this would probably be a year Michigan's okay with it. If you look at Michigan's season, too.
Yeah, because they can look sit at who there they and beat. Say, we beat the champs.
They went 8-5. They beat Ohio State. They beat Alabama. They beat USC. They beat Michigan State. They had the best possible 8-5 season that any Michigan fan can ever have. Now, Of course, that's not a fan base I think that's satisfied with going 8-5 after winning a national championship. But if they're going to do it, they can still say, well, at least we beat Ohio State.
Yep.
But if Ohio State wins a national championship, I think that as time goes on, that's going to matter less and less. And that's something that I really don't like about the direction college football has gone in.
Yeah. It was a couple years ago where it was like Ohio State, Michigan play one week and then they'd play the next week in the Big Ten championship game. Like that scenario was out there.
That could happen. They could conceivably play three times in a year, which I don't like.
Yeah. That's just kind of like where I'm at. I'm still salty. And the other thing, too, is, you know, I think it was Ari Wasserman that posted this on X after yesterday's game. And I thought he made an excellent point.
He's the best.
That the frustration with Ryan Day is, this is who this Ohio State team was supposed to be this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken until now to realize it. Right?
They have had national championship caliber talent all year long. They have not looked like a national championship team for the most part until yesterday.
It feels like that's a coaching issue. Under deliver.
That's exactly what it's been. That is exactly what Ohio State has been this year. 100%. That's a great way to describe it.
So I like their odds against Texas. This is really the first time, because when the bracket came out, and I'll take a little barbecue sauce on my crow. I didn't believe in them after losing to Michigan.
Well, how could you?
Did not believe in the Buckeyes. Love the Buckeyes. I as a fan, I'm sitting there and I'm like, they just lost to Michigan. There's no way they're going to win the national championship. This is it. They might win one. They might beat Tennessee, but then they're going to lose to Oregon again. And then that's just going to be that. This is the first time, Danny, after seeing that game last night, this is the first time where I'm like, they're going to win it all.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. I did not feel that way during the season, despite how talented they are, but I feel that way after watching them play Oregon. The other game...
Here's one for you too, right? The non-equivalent of this would be the Browns winning a Super Bowl but losing four games to the Ravens and Steelers.
I think that's just so different, though, because
the
rivalries in pro sports don't matter nearly as much as the rivalries in collegiate sports.
And they're not as intense the Browns, either.
Exactly.
And the reason why they're not as intense is because pro sports is more transient. Well, but I don't know if I can even say that because...
Here's why. Because in pro sports, like... We have Browns Ravens this Saturday, and
that's not a rivalry.
But does anyone on the Browns care that they're playing the Ravens? Probably not, because with collegiate sports, the players get to pick where they're going.
But
in pro sports,
too,
they don't.
I don't know, and this is really a bad way to say this, but I don't know any other way to say it. I don't think that because college football is becoming a mercenary sport as well, with the transfer portal and you guys bouncing around. All the way that they are, I think that the rivalries that we have in college football are also going to be affected. Like Michigan might not mean as much to Ohio State players.
Correct.
The thing that matters to them more is winning the national championship. Like they're not invested 3 to 4 years in the Buckeye football program.
I think that has more to do with the expanded playoff than it does the transfer portal, because with the transfer portal, the kids still get to pick where they play.
With the NFL,
you get drafted to a certain place. Like Myles Garrett didn't say, I decide to go be a member of the Browns.
Well, I'll say this.
That's not how that works.
If Myles could jump in the transfer portal today, I'm pretty sure he'd do it.
You said it. You said it, not me. Maybe he would.
I don't know that he'd be alone.
Is Saturday going to be his last game on the Browns?
I hope not.
I didn't ask you what you hoped. I asked you, is that going to be his last game on the Browns?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
See, the issue there is that you have to go out on a limb to say that. Like, that's the problem with this.
But a year from now? Possibly. Yeah. Going into the final year of a contract? Yeah. But I kind of feel like that there isn't much that this organization is going to be able to tell Miles to move him off of how he feels. Okay?
I don't think he needs to hear stuff. I think he needs to see stuff.
Well, and that's my point. He's been here since 2017. He didn't win a game as a rookie. He had a front row seat to the three-ring circus this rebuild was to begin with, right? And now he has a front row seat to everything that's gone on. He knows what's gone. I'm still trying to figure out why a team with as much talent on paper as the Browns have has three wins. I'm still trying to figure it out. This is not a locker room full of knuckleheads and bad guys and bad apples and bad seeds. It's a good locker room. It really is. I don't have anything negative to say about like the locker room.
Sure.
Okay. I
know what the locker room is full of. Bad quarterbacks. That's why they're 3-13.
Yeah.
Because they have bad quarterbacks up and down the roster. They don't have a single NFL caliber starting quarterback on the roster. That's why they're bad.
And the plan that I have come up with in my head to fix that quarterback problem, I don't know if Myles Garrett's willing to stick around and wait for it.